I wake up 5,000 miles from home in a hotel room with no shower. For the first time in 15 years, I take a bath. I eat, as is traditional, some slightly ominous-looking tomatoes, some baked beans, and four halves of white toast that come on a tiny metal rack, shelved vertically like books. Then I step out into the salty air and walk the coastline of the country that invented my language, despite my not being able to understand a good portion of the signs I pass on my way. "Let agreed," one says, prominently, in large print, and it means nothing to me. I pause and stare dumbly at the sea for a moment, parsing and reparsing the sign in my head. Normally, these kinds of linguistic curiosities and cultural gaps interest and intrigue me. Today, though, they are mostly a cause for concern. In the next 2 hours, I will sit down at a computer and have a series of 5-minute instant message chats with several strangers. At the other end of these chats will be a psychologist, a linguist, a computer scientist, and the host of a popular British technology show. Together, they form a judging panel, and my goal in these conversations is one of the strangest things I've ever been asked to do. I must convince them that I'm human. Fortunately, I am human. Unfortunately, it's not clear how much that will help. The Turing Test. Each year, the artificial intelligence, AI, community convenes for the field's most anticipated and controversial annual event, a competition called the Turing Test. The test is named for British mathematician Alan Turing, one of the founders of computer science, who in 1950 attempted to answer one of the field's earliest questions. Can machines think? That is, would it ever be possible to construct a computer so sophisticated that it could actually be said to be thinking, to be intelligent, to have a mind? And if indeed there were someday such a machine, how would we know? Instead of debating this question on purely theoretical grounds, Turing proposed an experiment. A panel of judges poses questions by computer terminal to a pair of unseen correspondents, one a human confederate, the other a computer program, and attempts to discern which is which. There are no restrictions on what can be said. The dialogue can range from small talk to the facts of the world. For example, how many legs ants have, what country Paris is in, to celebrity gossip and heavy-duty philosophy, the whole gamut of human conversation. Turing predicted that by the year 2000, computers would be able to fool 30% of human judges after 5 minutes of conversation, and that as a result, quote, one will be able to speak of machines thinking without expecting to be contradicted. Turing's prediction has not come to pass. At the 2008 contest, however, held in Reading, England, the top program came up shy of that mark by just a single vote. The 2009 test in Brighton could be the decisive one. And I am participating in it as one of four human confederates going head-to-head, head-to-motherboard, against the top AI programs. In each of several rounds, I, along with the other confederates, will be paired off with an AI program and a judge, and will have the task of convincing the latter that I am, in fact, human. The judge will talk to one of us for 5 minutes, then the other, and then has 10 minutes to reflect and make his choice about which one of us he believes is the human. Judges will also note, on a sliding scale, their confidence in this judgment. This is used in part as a tie-breaking measure. The program that receives the highest share of votes and confidence from the judges each year, regardless of whether it passes the Turing test by fooling 30% of them, is awarded the Most Human Computer title. It is this title that the research teams are all gunning for, the one that the money awards, the one with which the organizers and spectators are principally concerned. But there is also, intriguingly, another title, one given to the confederate who elicited the greatest number of votes and greatest confidence from the judges, the Most Human Human Award. One of the first winners in 1994 was Wired columnist Charles Platt. How did he do it? By, quote, being moody, irritable, and obnoxious, he says, which strikes me as not only hilarious and bleak, but also in some deeper sense, a call to arms. How, in fact, do we be the most human humans we can be? Not only under the constraints of the test, but in life.